The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To welcome you to God's presence tonight, and we are grateful to God for the privilege to be in His presence. I really wonder how people spend their lives at a Wednesday evening like this. If you are not in the house of God, where else can you be and your body will be comfortable? In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. That joy is coming for someone here tonight. Say a louder amen. That joy is coming for somebody here tonight. Say a louder amen. Wisdom for lasting relevance. Wisdom for lasting relevance. We are still on our wisdom series. And tonight, God is going to bless somebody in a very unique way in Jesus' name. Everyone desires to be relevant in life. There is nobody that wants to live a life that lacks meaning. In fact, what most people are actually looking for in life is relevance. What they are actually pursuing is they want to be relevant. How can a nation where there's so much things going on, and within 2 weeks, almost about 30 billion was raked in from forms from one party? What are they looking for? It's relevance. But we're teaching in the series tonight what actually births lasting relevance. Relevance that goes on and on and on and on and on. That's the kind of relevance that Jesus will give to you and I in Jesus' name. What is relevance? Relevance means to be a person of significance. To be relevant means to be significant. To be relevant means to be significant. What does relevance mean? Relevance means being a person of value and importance in an area, in a sector, in a location. Being a person of value, being a person of importance in an area, in a sector, in a location, in a country, being a person of value and importance. And of course, number three, what is relevance? Relevance means to have influence. To have influence. To have influence. And tonight we'll be looking at a particular person who had influence in what we call the presidency or the White House or the Aso Rock of nowadays. He was relevant there. Scholars say between 65 to 70 years, about 65 years, going close to 70 years of continuous, consistent relevance. How did he get there? What made him to get there? Why was he sustained in relevance for so long? We'll look at that tonight, and we trust God that this word will impact on somebody's destiny. Say louder, amen. Well, we'll look at the background of this man called Daniel. Daniel was a captive of Judah. He was a man from the low class of the society. He was not from an elite class, as it were. The advantage that he had was that he knew God early in life and pursued God. He walked with God and he had a testimony for it. Thank you, Lord. Can we minimize movement so as to avoid distractions? Number four, he served meritoriously under several kings like Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, Cyrus. He was a man relevant in every government that came. Daniel was there as a relevant man. Nobody sacked him. Nobody removed him. Nobody replaced him. He was practically irreplaceable. There's a lot of wisdom we can gain from this man. One of the individuals in the world that people like to call their children is Daniel, because he's an epitome of God's blessing. He's an epitome of success. And we'll look at it tonight. What made him relevant? Why did his impact last so long? Why was he not dethroned, removed, shamified, or destroyed? We'll look at as much as maybe as God will take us tonight before the time is up. Somebody ready tonight? Wisdom keys for lasting relevance. Daniel example. Wisdom keys for lasting relevance. This will help you in any area, in business, in career. Please note that Daniel was not a pastor. Daniel was not a preacher. He didn't have a church or preside over a church. So you don't say all these things are because it's only for pastors. No. This can be applied as a pastor. It can be applied as a businessman. It can be applied as a career man. Somebody say amen. Number one. From Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Daniel was a man of self-control. The Bible is speaking in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of Enoch that he might not defile himself. Daniel was a man of self-control. He controlled his eating habits. Don't forget, it was food that destroyed Esau. You remember the story very well. He said, everybody, come and eat this food. The food had been set aside to gods. Or their food that you would say they are not clean, as it were. He said, no. He said, give me pulse instead. Give me leaves and water for 10 days. Come back and see if I will lose weight. I would say by the time they came back, his skin was fresh. Please note the following facts as relate to self-control. Number 1A, self-control is placing one's life under self-imposed rules and checks. Self-control as it relates to Daniel, and as we can see, is placing one's life under self-imposed rules and checks. 1B is, without a life of self-control, life becomes an accident. Without a life of self-control, like the one we saw in the life of Daniel, life becomes an accident. Nobody's life here will become an accident. When we say an accident, there's no accident that is a good accident. Either big accident or small accident. Accident is accident. Somebody say a big amen. So we must put our body under control. There are people, if they are hungry and they want food, their body will be shaking. Their eyes will be red like fire. They will be shaking practically. That's why Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, he said, but I put my body under. That is, I place it under self-inflicted control. That was the kind of life that Daniel lived. Say, give me pulse. Don't give me shawarma, jollof rice, chicken and wine and all these things that have been dedicated to idols in the king's palace. He said, just give me water, I'm okay. May the Lord give us understanding. That was the kind of life that Daniel lived that made him relevant. Number two, wisdom key for lasting relevance is favor is key to relevance. Daniel was a man that enjoyed God's favor. He enjoyed it and he enjoyed it massively. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, Daniel chapter 1 and verse 9, the Bible is speaking, now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the north. No matter where you are walking, if you are going to be relevant for long, you must always crave for the favor of God and man. The Bible says Jesus grew in favor with God and man. He grew in stature. And then he also grew in favor with God and man. Not only growing in stature. Increased. And then his favor also increased. Somebody's favor level increased here today. Say a louder amen. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. So, Daniel was a product of favor. Increased in wisdom. Increased in favor. Increased in every area. That will be somebody's testimony here. I said that will be somebody's testimony here. In your place of work, you will increase in favor. Among your customers, one of our mommies gave a testimony some time ago. She produces water. And then she doesn't hear much English. So she said, sugar, sino mi bi. You remember? He said, because I want your man to pray, me man do. That's the favor of the Lord. There are many people selling the same product, but whenever they pick our own, they will say, this one is better. You will be preferred amongst multitude. I say you will be preferred amongst multitude. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. When I see carriers of favor, I know these ones are going somewhere. Because favor is very key. Now, note this as it relates to favor. 2A. Favor is what births speed in life and destiny. Favor births speed. Do you want speed? Pray for favor. Do you desire speed? Pray for favor. Number 2B, as it relates to favor, is that favor gives us access to privileges. Someone say privileges. I can't hear you. Favor gives us access to privileges which money, beauty, certificate, etc. cannot buy. Favor gives us access to privilege. Somebody will receive a privilege this week. I said somebody will receive a privilege this week. If you are that person, say a louder amen. If you are that person, say a louder, louder amen. Favor grants us access to privileges. Daniel was among many qualified people, but he was the one that was most preferred. The favor of the Lord was upon his life. It will be upon your life also. I said it will be upon your life also. Did I hear somebody say amen? Many are into labor. Favor is superior to labor. Favor is far superior to labor. From today, that will be somebody's testimony. The favor, like it was on Daniel, will be speaking on your life and on my life. Number three, wisdom key for lasting relevance is progress always comes to problem solvers. Progress always comes to problem solvers. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, there was a problem. The king had a dream. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And then he needed a solution. He said, this dream is very, very vital. Everybody here must, the king, the Chaldeans, the magicians, I need an interpretation to this dream. I need you to tell me the dream and also tell me the interpretation to the dream. Then the king said, I have dreamt a dream and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Go on, if you can. Thank you, Lord. Then spoke the Chaldeans to the king in Syria. O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show you the interpretation. He said, No. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be caught in pieces, and your houses shall be made what? A dunghill. Let me paraphrase the story. The king dreamt a dream, jejely and on his own, in his room, with nobody there. He now came out and said, this dream I have dreamt. Tell me the dream and tell me interpretation, or else all my wine, red wine you have been drinking, I will collect it now. All my salad you have been taking, I will collect everything now. Not only that, I will cut all the executives, my officers that have been eating free food and collecting my money, I will cut them to pieces and make their houses a place where they put dirt dunghill. And they started picking them one by one for that execution. You know, kings of those days, they are very powerful. I didn't say kings of these days are not powerful, but kings of those days, they were very, very powerful. They were very relevant. Now, in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel said, tell me this dream. Then the king answered, I know of a certainty that you will gain the time because you see the thing is gone from me. He said, tell me the dream. Tell me the dream, or else I will show you Pepe. Then the king in verse 13, Daniel chapter 2 and verse 13, ordered that all the wise men should be killed. All the wise men, Daniel 2 verse 13, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellow to be slain. They wanted to kill all of them. Then Daniel offered to proffer a solution. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 16. Daniel offered to proffer a solution. Daniel 2 and verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Now, what am I saying here tonight? If you want to be relevant, you must be solving problems. If you are not solving problems in people's life, you become totally irrelevant. Life is about problems. So they did not employ you in that office just to look at your makeup. They did not employ you just to see that you are tall or you are short. You are employed to solve a problem. If you are not solving that problem, you are not meant to be there. In fact, your job is at risk. Every problem solver will always be relevant. Daniel offered to solve a problem. And as a result of this, his relevance became transgenerational. That will be somebody's testimony here. Anywhere you find yourself, don't just stay there for nothing. Look for a problem that is going on there to solve. Anywhere you find yourself, let me tell you, as a wife, you must be solving a problem for your husband. As a husband, you must be solving a problem for your wife. A lecturer solves problems of educating children or people so that they can become educated and grand and graduate, as it were. Doctors solve the problem of health. Nobody just goes to a doctor for nothing. Nobody passes a night in a hospital bed like an hotel. Hospitals are not an hotel. People go there to seek medical attention. Somebody with me tonight. Yeah. Lawyers solve problems, legal problems. Accountants solve problems that relate to finance and accounts, etc. So you must be solving a problem. If you are not solving a problem, you are a problem. If you are not solving a problem, you are a problem. My prayer tonight is that may God make a problem solver out of your life. I say, may God make a problem solver out of your life. I say, may God make a problem solver out of your life. Number four, wisdom keys for timely relevance. Number four is associate correctly. After the problem came, there must be a solution. Daniel went to look for the right association to solve the problem. Daniel 2:17 and 18. He went to his friends. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, his friends, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his friends should not perish with the rest of the wise men. Friends, your friends matter if you are going to be relevant in life. See, write out the names when you get home. Write out the names of your five major friends. Your life is an average of those your major friends. And let me tell you, those friends, most likely, your picture of your future is those friends you are seeing. Proverbs 13 and verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. No wonder Daniel was so relevant. His friends were men of relevance. They desired of God of a solution. They came together to pray. If all your friends are those that are doing jaga jaga on the internet, well done. Party goers. Drunks. Gossipers. If all those are your friends, I'm sorry to say you are going nowhere. Nowhere. If your friends are people who are focused, they love God, they know where they are going, they are brutally going there without any form of fooling around or joking around, you are set for an encounter. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will connect you with the right friends. I say God will connect you with the right friends. I say God will connect you with the right friends. Many of you, the friends you are having now, they are not yet your... See, do you know that there are actually three types of friends? You must be able to identify those friends. There is what we call casual friends. We just meet and it's just a friend, just a casual friend, maybe friends you met in school. That's people that were your friends when you were in school, but they are no more your friends now. Are you with me? They are just casual friends. They are seasonal friends. They are just in your life for a season. Once that season is out, they step out. They've accomplished their task in your life. They were brought in maybe for your school. They were brought in to help you in your marriage. They were brought in to help you in your business. They are seasonal. And there's what we call covenant friends. So there's casual friends. There is seasonal friends. And there is covenant friends. Somebody say a big amen. So don't turn casual friends to covenant friends. Don't turn seasonal friends into covenant friends. Somebody been blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. Anybody that will be relevant must have friends that also want to pay the price you want to pay for your destiny. Can I have some facial contact, please? Destiny is not cheap. Destiny is not cheap. you will meet your goals and your aspiration that God placed in your heart, if you are going to fulfill your destiny, fulfill your ministry, fulfill your calling, fulfill your marriage, is not cheap. Destiny is not cheap. And so you need the right friends. When you are feeling down, when you are feeling weak, to ginger you, to put that spark in your spirit. Friends who can do 21 days with you and they won't feel it. 21 days. Let's go. Let's go. There's a problem against your life. Let's go. Those who will be pulling you towards a praise God. Praise God. Number 5. Wisdom keys for timely. Wisdom keys for lasting relevance. Number 5. Somebody ready for number 5? Always give God the glory. Always give the glory to God for happenings in your life. Daniel chapter 9, chapter 2, and verse 19 to 23. Immediately, God revealed the secret to Daniel in the night vision. Daniel 2, 19 to 23. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. For wisdom, someone say wisdom. For wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the season. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee, was a thanksgiver. I praise thee, was a God praiser. O thou God of my fathers, who had given me the wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel did not say, I knew that I will have access to it. I'm a very holy man. I fast 4 times a week. I don't commit sin. I'm not surprised that God revealed it to me. Every other person is a bad person, I'm only. No. He gave the glory back to God. You see, the way you give glory back to God for what's happening in your life, we determine the frequency of your testimonies and miracles. The way you give glory to God for everything happening in your life, we determine the consistency of God's blessing in your life. If it's only once in a while, it's when you really feel like. You just share your testimony. When you feel like, just feel like, this clothes is very fine, it's a new clothes, let me use it to share testimony today. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But when in your heart of hearts, anything God does for you, you are ready to thank him. The same intensity that you used to pray is the same intensity you used to go back to him to thank him. You are made. If God is certain that if he will do it in your life, he alone will take the glory. God will bless you breathlessly. If he's sure that what you are requesting for, if he can do it, you will thank him. There are many here. Between now and Sunday morning, your miracle are already in your 2 hands. Between now and Sunday morning, your miracles are already in your 2 hands. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. If you know your miracles will soon be in your 2 hands, shout a big hallelujah. Always give glory to God. There are some testimonies, maybe you feel that they are too big. You can't share them in the church. There are some people that you can share them with that will allow God to know that you are acknowledging him for his blessings in your life. Say a loud amen. Is someone ready for number six? Number six, wisdom key for lasting relevance is offer the gifts. Offer your gifts for the benefit of others. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 36. Daniel 2 verse 36. This is the dream, and I will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Now, if you notice, beloved, if you were in the series that we treated on Joseph, you will notice that something similar was also happening in the life of Joseph. He offered his gifts. Listen, offering your gifts to people to be a blessing is one of the major things that shows lasting, that you are going to last and be relevant. You must be ready to offer your gifts. You must be ready to be a blessing with your gifting. And how many of us know that after one has left this world, gifts doesn't profit you again? After you have left this world, all the gifts doesn't profit you. One thing I've noticed is that when you have access to a wisdom and you share it, you get more. I'm telling you that sincerely. When you have access to wisdom and you share it, you will get more. When you hoard it, it stops there. Learn to use your gifts if you want to be relevant, to be a blessing to mankind. Always look for avenues to be a blessing to others. That was the kind of life that Daniel lived. He could have called the king, I will tell you the interpretation, or you save me, kill others. Even cameraman is smiling on that one. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always offer your gifts for the benefit of others. See, if your benefactors are only your wife and your children, you have not started life. If the only person thanking God for you is only your wife and your children, you have not started life. You are backward. As only your immediate family is thanking God, you are alive. Abba. You have not started impacting the world. Everybody around you should feel your presence. Everybody around you should feel a touch. They can't see God, they can see you. He's only with me tonight. They can't see God, they can't see you. People can't see God, they can't see you. It's a new day for somebody here today. 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 Offer your gifts for the benefit of others. Number seven, quickly, because of time, is as you go up, take your friends up. Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. Those your friends that have been with you, those friends that have been working with you, laboring with you, consistent, take them along as God is lifting you. Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. As Daniel was progressing, he carried his friends along. If you are going to be relevant, people that God have used for you, people that God have used to lift you, as God is lifting you, lift them. As God is blessing you, bless them. Don't leave any one of them behind. Don't allow them to now be looking like paupers. Where else you've been together? You've been passing through a lot together. No prayer for them. No resources from you to them. Nothing parted from you to them. No, you can't be relevant that way. You want to be relevant? Ensure that as God is lifting you, you are part of the lifting of others. You are part of the joy of others. You are part of the of being a blessing for their destiny. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. By God's privilege, one of the major things God has helped me with, I don't forget things. If you do good to me 20 years ago, I won't forget. If you also do the other side, I will try to forget, but one day, if you do something similar again, the memory will come back. But particularly if you do something good, I won't forget. I'll be waiting for an avenue to pay you back for that good. I'll be looking for an avenue to pay you back that good. I'll be watching. There must be an avenue to be able to do something, to be a blessing to you. That's how to live a life of relevance. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Say it louder, amen. Say it louder, 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 amen. Say it louder, 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 amen. Recently, there was somebody that helped us when we were young. We were still very young, maybe 10, 12, 15 years old. And then the children of that person also needed an assistance. And that assistance was rendered. They were in shock. They were surprised. What could we have done to qualify for this kind of thing? Somebody that we have not seen in ages. The story is done. There's no need to tell the story. God knows why. It's just what you sow, you reap. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Number eight. Always offer advice that will save others from perdition. Daniel chapter 5 and verse 27. Daniel chapter 5 verse 27. Daniel spoke to the king. He said, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Go on. Thy kingdom is divided and given to Medes and Persians. Go on. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with. Now, the summary of this story here is that there was a king called King Belshazzar, like you can see there. He did something very bad. I don't have time because time is running. I'll just summarize the story. He went to the house of God and picked the communion cups that they used to drink communion and the cups in the house of God, and he used it for party. He distributed it to people to be doing party. They were drinking all kind of things. So God walked into the party and wrote some things on the wall. So he needed an interpreter. So they called Daniel. When they called Daniel, Daniel interpreted the thing on the wall. He said, God is saying that you are so senseless and stupid. You went to my house. You took the things that are consecrated for the work of God. You now use it for party. He said, because of that, I will deal with you. If you read your Bible very well, that same night, that guy was dethroned. Read your Bible very well. That same night, they took over from him. But what I'm saying is that Daniel did something very, very strange. He advised the king. He said, King, change your ways. Say, change your ways. He said, look at that. Your king, say thou art weighed in balance, and say this is the interpretation of the thing. God had numbered thy kingdom, and it is finished. Your life will not be finished. There are some things that we do that we don't. See, let me tell you something. God, when you say God, house of God, is not something you play with. God, house of God, and men of God, is not something you play with. If you play with it, you bite your fingers for it. God doesn't play with his house. God doesn't play with his name. And God doesn't play with his servants. I can tell you that. Even me as a pastor, if somebody is a pastor, somebody is serving God, and they say, I just mellow. I just allow God to do whatever he wants to do. Because God, God is not a kid. The way we look at God sometimes is as if God is a good God. He rains down blessing, but he rains down fire also. I don't have the time when you get to read the story very well. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So what are we trying to say here? Daniel gave the king advice. But fortunately or unfortunately, it's as if the advice was too late. In Proverbs 24, verse 6, the Bible says, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you are going to enjoy the best of relevance, always offer advice. Good advice to others. To younger people, to you, people on the same level. Sometimes it might be difficult to advise elders. But people who are probably on the same level with you, low below you, if God places you in a spiritual position that you can advise elders, it's okay. But you do it with caution. God will bless everyone here in the name of Jesus. The advice you will give to somebody that will change the person's life, may you give the person today. I said the advice you will give to somebody that will change the person's life, may you give it to the person today. Say a louder, 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 amen. Say a louder, 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 amen. Number 9. I'll just try to get to 10. Number 9 is always trust God no matter what. In Daniel chapter 6, there was something that happened. Daniel was promoted as one of the presidents in the city, in the nation, as one of the 3 presidents. And then these presidents, who were over 120 provinces, they gathered together against Daniel. They said in Daniel chapter 6, verse 5 particularly, they said, there's no way we can get this Daniel, except in the area of the things of his God. We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning his God. To cut the long story short, they conspired together and said, nobody must serve any God except this God, except their own God, for the next 30 days thereabout. And Daniel, having heard that, in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, Daniel 6 verse 10, the Bible says, Daniel went to his room, he opened his window, he went on his knees, as he has been doing aforetime. Daniel 6 and verse 10. Immediately, these people, they've been watching him. Those who are watching you to destroy you, God will judge them. In my place, they say, God, save us from the person that is watching us that we are not watching. You know what I'm talking about. And in Yoruba land, there are very many. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What am I saying here tonight? Eventually, they took Daniel and said, yes, we have caught you. They went to the king and said, King, by this law that has been set, which cannot be changed, this guy must go to lion's den. So they threw him inside the lion's den. You know the story very well. It's just a paraphrase of this story. Daniel entered into lion's den, Gidigba. Someone say Gidigba. And he survived it. That is how you will survive every plan of the enemy against you. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16, the Bible says, the lions had no power over Daniel. Then the king commanded and brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lion. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, that God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And then he was thrown into that place. And the stone was placed there. And then Daniel was placed inside that place. Now go on to the next verse if you can. Verse 18. Then the king went to his palace. The king went to, he couldn't sleep. Because he loved Daniel very much. He was a faithful servant. And he went out early in the morning to go and find out. He saw that Daniel was alive. And the lions were just looking at him. They were just playing with him. Hey, Dan, how are you doing now? What's going on? How's everything? I appreciate you, Daniel. God bless you. How's everything? And the Daniel said, lion, how come you tear people like that? With a day hungry me. He said, with a day hungry me.
Maybe they take you out now. Make a guy just throw some people. Eh? You go see how we go do it. But you be guy. You are my guy. praise the Lord. Daniel came out of that place unscratched. And the king now said, this one too much. Okay, now let's try it. The people that said this Daniel is a bad person, let them go inside that place now and see if the guy will, maybe the lion will do the same thing. The Bible says they were thrown inside there, the person, their wife, and that. See, be careful on what you do. The evil you do, your wife, your husband, and your children will eat from it. I'm telling you. This is a big lesson for us. The wife and children were not there when they were conspiring against Daniel. But they threw all of them inside this place. The Bible speaking there said, the lions devoured them. He said, he broke their bones and ate them up. That will never be your testimony. You know, something that came to me when I was studying this place, this reduced the number of enemies of Daniel drastically. There were 120 provinces and people over it, and all those people went there straight. Maybe just few pockets of people were left. That's how your enemies will shrink this year. I said that's how they will shrink this year. And as a result, Daniel was promoted. Let me just give us one more, and we will go forward tonight. Number 10, wisdom key from Daniel is that Daniel was a man of prayer. Prayer is vital. That's number 10. Prayer is vital. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 7 and verse 10, when they said nobody must serve any other God. In verse 10, the Bible says, and Daniel went to pray. Verse 10 particularly. He went to pray. He went to pray. He went to pray. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went unto his house, and his window being open in his chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to before his God as he did aforetime. I'll stop here tonight. Prayer was Daniel's lifestyle. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 3, Daniel 9 verse 3, the Bible says, he said, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication and fasting. He was a man given to prayer. I want to challenge us here tonight. If you want to be like Daniel, be a man and a woman given to prayer. For example, we are on a 30 days prayer in the night, open to everybody, not only leaders. Every night, just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. It's not 7 hours. It's not 8 hours prayer. Just 1 hour. Connect. The intensity of your prayer life will determine how lasting your relevance will be. The intensity of your prayer life. Go and ask those that do that 1 hour prayer. After that 1 hour prayer, you continue your own prayer. Your heart is on prayer. It's not on Facebook. After that prayer, you almost want to continue. You know, I'm going to school tomorrow. I'm going to school. Let me rest more. Wake up! You want to be relevant? You want God to take you forward? You want to go to where God is taking you? Wake up in the place of prayer. Wake up in the place of prayer. Wake up in the place of prayer. You are sleeping too much. Wake up! Because destiny is not cheap. Destiny is not cheap. My prayer is that nobody here will be forgotten so soon. You will not become irrelevant while you are still alive. You didn't say a good amen. Devil will not cover up your destiny while you are still alive. The wicked will not cover up your destiny while you are still alive. Your destiny will come out in the name of Jesus. And you will be relevant to your generation. So shall it be. name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.